According to the favorite and often inaccurate source of all information for millennials, Wikipedia, cultural appropriation is the adoption of elements of a minority culture by members of the dominant culture. Also, cultural appropriation is often considered offensive and as a violation of the collective intellectual property rights of the originating minority cultures, and much more twaddle. But key to the modern liberals' understanding is that cultural appropriation is distinguished from an equal cultural exchange due to an imbalance of power. It's considered an unequal imbalance of power when a dominant culture adopts elements of a minority culture. I believe the entire construct of cultural appropriation is not only ridiculous, it's contradictory to the liberal shibboleth of valuing diversity. What value comes from a society of many cultures if members of that society cannot learn and adopt the best practices, traditions, and values from each participant? The philosophy is inherently contradictory with other tenets of the left, but the obvious contradictions which abound in liberal social and political thought seem anything but obvious to most adherents of liberal leftism. A recent and fun example is that of Robert Francis O'Rourke, fully dominant culture in both sides of his family, picking the minority culture diminutive Beto for political advantage. Where's the condemnation of O'Rourke for the sin of cultural appropriation? There is none, because at root, all of these leftist pseudo-philosophies are about gaining political power and only that, useful when needed and discarded when inconvenient. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.